This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Moeizo, at Hyderabad House in New Delhi. The two leaders are likely to discuss bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed between the two countries following the meeting. The Maldivian President was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar welcomed Dr. Moeizo and his wife Sajida Mohammed. He was also accorded the Guard of Honour. Later, Dr. Moeizo visited Rajghat and paid tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. The Maldivian president is on a five-day state visit to India at the invitation of President Draupadi Murmu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a review meeting with the chief ministers of left-wing extremism, LWE-affected states, in New Delhi. The chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh are attending the meeting. The deputy national security advisor and senior officials from the centre, the states and the central armed police forces are also participating in the deliberations. Earlier in a statement, the Home Ministry said the central government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026. It stated that the centre is providing all possible assistance to the LWE-affected state governments in their fight against Naxalism, noting that LWE is fighting its last battle. The ministry stated that due to the strategy of the Narendra Modi government, LWE violence has decreased by 72%, while there has been an 86% decline in deaths in 2023 compared to the year 2010. It said the number of LWE-affected districts has also decreased to 38 in 2024. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. At all district headquarters where counting centres are set up, with three layers of central and state armed police force, along with troops of district police. At both strong rooms and counting halls, deputy SP-level officer will supervise security arrangements. The recently held assembly elections, after a gap of 10 years, witnessed a massive voter turnout. Voting for three-phase elections took place on the 18th and 25th of September and the 1st of this month. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. A Delhi court today granted bail to Rashtriya Janata Dal chief and former Railway Minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, along with his sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, in the land for jobs money laundering case. The court granted bail, noting they were charge-sheeted without being arrested. Bail was granted on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees each. The next hearing is set for the 25th of this month. The court also directed all accused to surrender their passports. On the 18th of last month, the court had summoned Lalu Prasad and others after reviewing the ED's charge sheet. The Gujarat government is observing Vikas Saptah from today to mark the development journey of the state. After Narendra Modi took over as chief minister, a series of programs including Vikas walks at iconic places will be organized during the week. Development works worth over 3,500 crore rupees will also be launched in the state during this week. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Pakistan in Dubai. And with that, we end this news bulletin.